Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of yoga, shamanic Reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded, connected, and real as a yoga teacher, a shamanic Reiki practitioner and teacher, a mentor, and a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate. It is time for you to unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our earth. Welcome to your extraordinary life. You'll find past episodes on myshamaniclife.com and a link to Patreon. Sponsor this podcast on Patreon and support the rescue, rehabilitation, and release of injured wild turtles by contributing needed equipment. Visit DancingTurtleWildlife.com to learn more about wildlife rehabilitation and the turtle bus. Unroll your mat and join me for a short practice in a few minutes. But for now, wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth so that you're anchored in and nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. I'm continuing to work with the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck by Kim Kranz. And this morning I pulled turtle, which as much as I work with turtles, is odd for me. I rarely see that card. So I was wondering why that card came out for me today and for you. The energy of turtle that Kim Kranz describes, and as I know it, is that of ancientness. There is this very old DNA in turtles. They predate the dinosaurs. They survived many extinctions, and I'm hoping that they'll survive the challenges that they're facing in this day and age too. The energy is very grounding, but it's not grounded and stuck. Turtles move. There's a coming together of the earth and the water elements in turtle that reminds us that even though we can feel very safe and secure within ourselves and our homes, we can also move and explore and adventure. And for me, my astrological natal chart is very predominantly earth and water. I relate very much to the turtle. I need to be very grounded and organized and have that safe, secure place for home, but also continue to explore everything that's out there and to physically move my body. A still practice is challenging for me. It's one of the reasons that yoga is so very vital for my physical well-being. And I like to find balance in my practice between the more moving and dynamic flows and the quietness and the settling inside of yin. So the practice that I'm going to bring you in a little while is going to work on both of those, that dynamic movement of sun salutations into the quiet yin turtle pose. And while turtle came up, gives me a good opportunity, I wanted to just fill you in a little bit about what's happening in my world of wildlife rehabilitation and turtles. So if you've been following along with me regularly, you might know that I was wintering over some turtles who were not healed enough to go back into the wild in the fall before the ponds started to freeze. And I actually took in a couple more, transferred from another rehabber during the winter. At present, I have 4 painted turtles and a snapping turtle in my care. If you're listening later, it's the end of February. They are doing very well. My snapping turtle, who was hit by a car in October and had some very severe facial injuries, she lost her beak and some head trauma, has not been eating. I have now learned how to tube feed her so that we can get some nutrition into her so that she has the calories and the nutrients that she needs to start to heal. She is healing very well, but I'd like to see it go a little bit faster, and I don't want her metabolism to shut down so much that the healing plateaus. I have been tube feeding her for about 2 weeks. I am seeing signs that the digestion is working because I've had to clean out her tank a couple times, and she is getting a little more active and moving, and these are all really good signs. And as the weather outside starts to show those hints of spring, which it has been, we've had some warm, glorious days, I am also feeling into the coming of the rehabilitation season where new cases are going to start to show up. You may know that I, in addition to working on turtles and other reptiles and amphibians, we'll take some overflow baby squirrels. I don't take little ones because they require too frequent of feedings, and that doesn't work for my schedule, but I take them once their eyes are open and they're down to about 3 feedings a day. So I'm gearing up for that first squirrel season. Squirrels have litters in the spring and the fall, and thinking about what I'm going to need. And I'm also thinking ahead to turtle season and considering how I might be better prepared and what I need going into this one. And all of these things that need to be done require some support. My Patreon at patreon.com/DebbieFilp, the link is always in the show notes, is there so that I can have some donations coming in regularly. And if you would like to be a patron, I would love it if you would go there and sign up. I have no minimum on what the patronage tiers are, so you can be a patron for as little as $1 a month, and every little bit helps. Especially because I need to upgrade and add some equipment this year in order to be able to better serve any turtles that come in. And the benefit of being a patron is that once a week I do an update that is available only to patrons on Patreon. You'll get to see some pictures that nobody else gets to see. You'll get to find out what's going on with the turtles behind the scenes. You'll get a regular update on anybody that's struggling. So I invite you to please join me on Patreon. It's really, really helpful for me to just know that there's that little bit there every month that's building up. And then when I need to buy a piece of equipment, I can do that. The stock tanks that I use, 150-gallon or 300-gallon stock tanks, cost between $100 and $200. And even when I build filters myself, the pieces for that are around $50 each, and every tank needs a filter. So it gets to be expensive. So if you can, join me on Patreon. The other thing that I would like to offer, and this is a gift to you because I have been so blessed to be able to work with a number of healing arts professionals who are at that point where they're starting to really emerge as their authentic selves, and they're ready to really step forward and take a leadership role in their own life and in their community, their circles, or even for our earth. So if you're feeling like you might be at that point and you would like to just explore a little bit about what might be holding you back, or where you're just unsure about what the next step is, or even getting some clarity on what your big vision is, I invite you to go to debbiephilp.com/breakopen and sign up for a complimentary breakopen session. And share what your dream for your life and the world is, where you might be struggling a little bit with manifesting that dream, and where you might need a little support. And I am very happy to gift you an hour to be able to explore where you might be going next, what steps you might start to take. My availability is limited, but I do have some spots open in the next couple weeks. Please, debbiephilp.com/breakopen. Join me and let's talk. You ready for some yoga? I'm ready for some yoga. So if you're going to join me, get on your mat. Stand near the top of your mat. Ground your feet down into the mat. Begin to feel that earth connection underneath you. Soften your knees. Sink your weight down into your hips, your legs, your feet, so that you feel very heavy and rooted. Might even start to feel that little flow of energy out through the minor chakras in the soles of the feet, connecting in with the earth energy below you. And then very gently lengthen your spine, reaching up through the crown of your head. Bring your chin down a little bit so that your ears are right over your shoulders, the back of your neck is long. Feel that. Begin to feel the flow of your breath in and out through your nose. And make each breath a little bit deeper, a little bit longer, a little bit slower, lengthening both the inhale and the exhale. Begin to cultivate some victory breath, some Ujjayi pranayama. Ujjayi breath, the ocean sound, that constriction in the vocal cords that narrows the airway, slows that breath down even more, and then creates that resonant sound like ocean waves, turning another sense you're hearing to that sound, to the breath. Now imagine your hands are very light. And as you take your next breath in, as that breath starts to fill your chest, float your arms out and up overhead. Bring your hands together at the top, and as you exhale, flow your hands down to your heart. You can even rest your thumbs on your sternum. Inhale, drop your hands down, sweep them out and up, reaching through your fingertips, bring them up all the way overhead, and exhale, slowly flow your hands to your heart, like you're moving through water. Inhale, drop your hands down, reach out and up. Exhale, slide your hands down to your heart. Start to build on this now. Inhale, drop your hands down, reach out and up. Soften your knees as you exhale, hinge from your hips. Sweep your arms out and then down. Bring your hands onto the fronts of your shins, and as you inhale again, lift your heart halfway up. Like a half open jackknife, reaching back through your tailbone, forward through your heart. Exhale, soften your knees as you hinge again and release your upper body over your thighs. Neck relaxed, head heavy. Press your feet down into the floor. Keep the knees soft. Inhale, lift your heart. Come back up to standing and float the arms up over your head. Bring your hands together at the top. Exhale, slide your hands to your heart. Feel your feet grounded into the floor. Inhale, drop your hands down. Reach out and up, extending through your fingertips. Exhale, open the arms out and then reach down as you hinge forward. Coming down into a fold, bring your hands to your shins. Inhale, half lift. Long spine, tailbone reaching back and up. Exhale, release back into your fold. Relax your neck, your shoulders. Inhale, sweep the arms out and up as you lift your heart. Come back up to standing. Bring your hands all the way up overhead. Hands together, exhale, slide your hands to your heart. Again, inhale, reach down, out, and up, reach. Long exhale, hinge from your hips, fold forward. Bend the knees enough so there's never any strain in the low back. Bring your hands to your shins. Come up halfway, get long through your spine. Exhale, fold. Inhale, float the arms out and up. Bring your hands together at the top. Exhale, flow your hands down to your heart. Feel the energy that's moving in your body as you drop your hands down again. Reach out and up, big breath in. Exhale, hinge and fold. Being ready to move on. Bring your hands to your shins, lift halfway up and lengthen. Bend your knees, touch the floor with your fingers. Step your right foot back. Land on the ball of your right foot in a lunge, left knee over the left heel. Keep your heart high. Let's take a couple breaths here. Working with the breath, inhaling the heart up a little bit as you exhale, sink the hips down toward the floor. And these can be tiny micro movements. Inhale, heart lifts. Exhale, sink the hips, knees slide away from each other. One more time, inhale, lift your heart. Flatten your hands, exhale, step your left foot back to the right and send your hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Take an inhale in down dog, reaching your tailbone up and back. And at the top of that inhale, lift your heels. Notice how that starts to shift your weight forward. Bring your shoulders over your wrists. Flatten your back, press your heels toward the back. Take an inhale here in plank. And as you exhale, drop your knees down, shifting forward so you're on the tops of your knees. Bend your elbows, and on your exhale, lower your heart. Send your tailbone to the sky. Inhale, draw your heart through your arms. Put your belly down, point your toes back, coming into a low cobra. Exhale, slowly lower back down, heart to the floor. Inhale again, scoop the heart through, peel it off the floor, press your hip points down and press down through the tops of your feet. Exhale, slowly lower down. Relaxing for a moment, inhale, draw the heart through, reach your tailbone towards your heels. Exhale, release down. One more time, keeping the flow going, building energy, lift the heart. Exhale, release, press your hands down and come up into downward facing dog. If necessary, go to your knees first, especially in this early part of the practice. Now that we're going to sit in down dog for a few breaths, take a moment just to check in that the hands are shoulder width apart, fingers are spread. Feet hip width apart or slightly wider. Spin the heels out until they're behind the toes. Press the inner part of the thighs toward the back. Thigh bones moving into the backs of the legs, and then press the floor away with your hands. Send your hips up and back, lengthen. Now keep pressing your hands down and forward. Shift a little bit more weight into your left foot, and as you take your next breath in, lift your right foot off the floor and up behind you. Keep your toes pointing at the floor, your heel pressing. And as you exhale, bend your right knee and step your foot all the way up between your hands so it lands next to your right thumb. Help it forward if necessary so your knee is right over your heel. Come up onto your fingertips. Inhale, the heart comes up. Exhale, sink the hips down a little bit. Moving the knees away, starting to create that hammock feeling to hold the hips. Inhale, the heart lifts again a little bit. Exhale, sink the hips down, finding that bit of stretch, especially now in the front of the left hip. One more time, inhale, lift up through your spine. And as you exhale, step your left foot forward to meet the right to arrive in your fold again. Bring your hands to your shins. Inhale, lift halfway up. As you exhale, drop back down into your fold. Ground down through your feet. Keep your knees soft. Inhale, lift your heart. Take your arms up over your head. Bring your hands together at the top. And as you exhale, float your hands down to your heart. Again, inhale, drop your hands down, reach out and up. Exhale, soft knees, hinge and fold. Going through a sun salutation. This is my shamanic flow sequence. Inhale, bring your heart up halfway. Exhale, lift your left foot, step back into your lunge. Come up onto the fingertips, lift the heart. Roll your shoulders down your back. Exhale, flatten your hands, step back into downward facing dog. Inhale in down dog, just creating a little bit of length in your body. At the top of the inhale, lift your heels. As you exhale, roll forward, shoulders over your wrists, coming into plank. Draw the navel up a little bit to support the spine. Take a breath in plank, just be still. And as you exhale, drop to the tops of your knees. Spin your elbow creases forward so they scrape your sides. Lower your chin and chest. Inhale, draw your heart through your arms. Put your belly down. Point your toes back, lifting into Bhujangasana, Cobra Pose. Exhale, release. Press your hands into the floor. Make your way back into Downward Facing Dog. Breathe in your Down Dog. Check your alignment and then settle. Moving, 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 dynamic with the breath, still. Pausing. Energy still there in the body, ready to move again, but pausing. On your next inhale, lift your left leg up and back. Exhale, step forward between your hands next to your left thumb. Knee right over the heel, come up onto your fingertips, lift your heart, sink your hips. On your exhale, rock your right foot forward to meet the left. Bring your hands to your shins, inhale, halfway up and lengthen. Exhale, release down into your fold. Press your feet into the floor, grounding down. Inhale, sweep the arms out and up. Lift the heart, come up to standing. Bring your hands overhead when they touch. Exhale, your hands down to your heart. Moving again, inhale, drop your hands down, reach out and up. Exhale, hinge and fold. Bring your hands to your shins. Inhale, lift halfway. Exhale, touch the floor, step your right foot back. Inhale, lift your heart, hold here. Sink the hips down as you exhale. Slide the knees apart. Engage through your right leg by lifting the thigh into the back of the leg and sending your right heel out behind you just a little bit more. Feeling that stretch open in the front of the right hip. Now press down into your left foot until your fingers feel light on the floor. Float your hands up onto your left thigh. Lift up through your heart. Roll your shoulders down your back. Inhale, the heart lifts. Exhale, the hips sink just a little bit more. If you're steady here, inhale your arms up over your head, keeping the heart lifted. Align your arms with your ears, fingers facing each other, reaching. tailbone reaching down the back leg. Next exhale, maybe you sink just a little more deeply into the hips. Inhale, lift the heart. Exhale, reach down to frame your left foot. Step back into downward facing dog. Inhale, just to settle in down dog. At the top of the inhale, the heels come up higher, coming up onto your toes, rock forward into plank, shoulders over the wrists, heels reaching back, both thigh bones pressing up into the back of the legs now. On your next exhale, drop to the tops of your knees. Elbow creases forward, bend your elbows, lower your heart down toward the floor between your thumbs. Inhale, bring your heart through, belly comes down, hip points down, toes point back, cobra. Exhale, release, curl your toes, lift into downward facing dog. Come back into that stillness. Breathe into it. How's that ocean breath doing? You find those long, deep breaths that make the sounds like ocean waves. As you take your next breath in, lift your right leg up and back. Exhale, step your right foot forward between your hands. Come up onto your fingertips, lift your heart. Exhale, the hips sink just a little bit. Begin to engage the left leg, lifting the thigh bone into the back of the leg, reaching back through your heel. Draw your heart through, let your shoulders come down your back. Now press into your right foot so that your fingers feel light. Float your hands up onto your right thigh. Let your next inhale lift your heart a little bit higher, melting the shoulders back and down. As you exhale, slide the knees apart and drop the hips, just a micro movement deeper. Another round, heart lifting, hips sinking. And as you feel steady here, you can float your arms up so that your biceps are next to your ears, palms face each other, fingers reaching, heart is lifting, feeling that crescent shape from your fingertips all the way down the left leg, tailbone reaching towards your heel. One more breath in, heart lifts a little bit more. Exhale, reach down to frame your foot and step your left foot forward to come back to your fold, hands to your shins, lift halfway up, lengthen your spine. Exhale, release down into your fold. Inhale, sweep the arms out and up as your heart lifts. Bring your hands up over your head, palms meet. Exhale, float your hands back down to your heart. Pause here with your hands at your heart. Find your breath. Listen to those ocean sounds. And notice the way the energy of those dynamic movements with breath brings your own personal energy up. We've got a very yang energy going now, that very bright, fiery energy in the body. And the body might even feel like it's moving internally. Resonation of the movements. Your heart might be beating a little bit faster, so the blood is pumping a little faster through your body. That flow, that internal flow, the fluidity, even as we're standing still, is still going on. Now separate your feet out so they're about shoulder width apart. Spin your toes out into a V. Take another breath in. Just lift your heart into your thumbs. Send your tailbone down toward the floor. And as you exhale, bend your knees out over your toes and start to drop your hips straight down so the spine is staying straight up and down. Releasing the hips down into the space between the heels. Coming into Malasana. This is a deep hip opener associated with the sacral chakra and the water element. but it's also very grounded. Feet pressing down, bringing the hips down close to the earth, so your weight is down close to the earth. If you can get your elbows between your knees, keep your hands pressed together, but move your hands down toward the floor. So the heels of the hands come down, and that presses the elbows out to the sides just a little bit, opening up, spreading the knees a little bit wider. Wherever you are with this pose, now come into stillness. Taking a few breaths. Keep pressing the knees open so the weight moves to the outside edges of your feet. Wiggle your feet open a little bit wider if you're feeling like you got stuck before you got as low as you can. Couple more breaths. Keeping the breath slow, listening to the ocean sounds. Reach down in front of you with one hand. Bring the other hand behind you so you have a little support. And with as much grace as you can muster in this moment, release your hips down onto the floor to come into a seated position. Bring both hands behind you a bit so you're leaning back and unfold your legs forward. Notice how your knees are. If they're feeling like they got a little bit tight in that last pose, bounce them up and down just a bit, very gently releasing them. And then make windshield wipers with your feet, rocking the whole leg from side to side so that your thigh bones rock in the hip joints. And you start to feel that release in the hips a bit. Breathe into that. Now bend your knees and bring your feet to the floor. Walk your heels in so that they're fairly close in towards your buttocks, and then bring your feet together, drop your knees out to the side, and turn your soles towards each other, pressing them into each other to complete the circuit of energy of Baddha Konasana, bound angle or butterfly pose. Walk your hands in next to your hips so you get tall through your spine, and then hold onto your feet or your ankles. Keep sitting tall, relax your hips, and begin to flutter your knees up and down, finding that little butterfly flutter movement. It's another way to release any tightness in the hips, to warm the hip joints. Even though we're just working in that one joint, we've still got that more yang, that more fluid energy going here. And then let your knees come into stillness. Keep holding on to your feet or your ankles. Take an inhale, get a little bit taller through your spine. And as you exhale, hinge from your hips so you're rotating your pelvis forward around the heads of the thigh bones. And bring your heart forward towards your toes. Notice where you stop, where your hips put the limit on, where your low back puts the limit on. There's no reason to press through that. Instead, honor that. Reach the heart forward so your spine stays long. And come back to those ocean breaths, Ujjayi breath. Feel that breath flow up and down your spine. Notice what happens in the body as you start to slow down now, as you come into these pauses. Take another round of breath. As you take your next breath in, lift your heart. Bring your hands to the floor behind you. Walk your hands back a little bit. Lean back slightly. Now lift your knees towards each other so your thighs come together like you're closing a clamshell. Step your feet out to about shoulder width apart. And just like that windshield wiper movement you made with your feet, windshield wiper your knees, dropping them both over to one side, both to the other. The hips can rock on the floor, one hip coming up and then the other. So releasing the hips, the low back. Notice what's going on there. Bring your knees back to stillness up at center. Walk your feet in towards each other and then out just a little bit further away. Drop your knees open to the sides. Soles of the feet come together. If it still feels like your feet are in fairly tight, slide your heels away from you just a little bit more. So your legs are in an elongated diamond shape, but not so far that the soles of the feet come apart. Walk your hands in next to your hips to come back up to sitting tall. And then hinging forward slightly from the pelvis, drop your hands down into the space inside your legs. Turn your fingers out into a V so that each hand is pointing towards its respective shin. Take another breath in, get a little longer. As you exhale, again, hinge from your hips. Lean your heart forward and slide your fingers underneath your shins. Your fingertips might come out the other side. You may find that you can slide out even further. Maybe your shins are resting on the backs of your hands, your wrists, or even your forearms. Take another breath in to lengthen out of your hips so that your low back is nice and long. And then as you exhale, relax your shoulders and upper back and round forward. Relax your neck. Drop your head as if you were going to put the crown of your head into the arches of your feet. You might find this allows you to slide your fingers, your turtle legs, out a little bit more. And then pause. This is where we come home. Tucking in like a turtle tucked into its shell, feeling safe, secure. Feel yourself grounding down through your sitting bones, through your feet, through your hands on the floor. Even the crown of your head is reaching down toward the earth. This is where we can integrate the adventure and exploration of the more dynamic practice. Feel where the energy moves in your body. Where it's writing the story of your being. Feel as though you are tucked inside your shell. Keep breathing with that. Notice how the movement begins to settle as the heartbeat slows, the circulation slows. Shifting from that quick pulse to the slow trickle of a mountain stream. Keep coming back to your breath. Listening, feeling the ocean sounds. Feel your mind settle. As you take your next breath in, lift your head, start to lift your heart, slide your hands back underneath your shins to the inside of your legs. When your fingertips are on the floor there, lift your heart all the way up. Now walk your hands behind you a few inches, lean into your hands, lift your knees towards each other, closing that clamshell again. Separate your feet out to shoulder width apart and make a few more of those windshield wiper movements with your knees, releasing any tension that might have built up. Now lift your knees, bring your feet to the floor. Very slowly and gently roll down onto your back. Relax your arms a little bit away from you and roll both knees to your right. Release your left hip up off the floor. Sink your left shoulder down and roll your chin to the left for a few breaths and a twist. Further releasing the back. As you take your next breath in, lift your knees and let them fall over to your left. Sink your right shoulder down, roll your chin to the right. Take a few breaths into the twist in this direction. As you take your next breath in, lift your knees, slide your feet out and flatten your body onto the floor, onto the ground. Feel yourself held by the earth. Turn your palms up, let your eyes close softly. Begin to relax into the support of the earth, allowing the earth to hold you. Let go of your ocean-sounding breath, but notice the natural breath as that rhythm returns. And shift your awareness from being held by the earth to being held by the breath, as if that breath was that gentle mountain stream. Float your body in that stream and allow it to carry you away into Savasana, your final relaxation. Stay as long as you desire, and I'm going to leave you here, honoring the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.